As the impeachment trial is set to start this next phase, we do not want to lose focus on the race for the White House. We are today exactly 1 year from the next president's inauguration and just 2 weeks from the Iowa caucuses. But as Amna Nawaz reports, in South Carolina today, a show of unity among the Democratic contenders hides deeper divisions on the trail.
A rare sight on the 2020 Democratic campaign trail. The presidential candidates all linking arms and shaking hands to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. After a week-long feud about electability, progressive senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders appeared to reconcile, even as Sanders' critics said he dismissed sexism in politics.
And do you think that gender is still an obstacle for female politicians?
Look, the answer is yes, but I think everybody has their own sets of problems. All right, I'm 78 years of age. That's a problem.
Warren, when pressed by reporters, didn't take the bait.
I have no further comment on this.
Being a woman problem.
I have been friends with Bernie for a long time. We work together on many, many issues, and I've said all I'm going to say.
The progressive ceasefire comes as a new fight brews, this time between Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden.
What is your stance on Social Security?
Biden on defense in Iowa after a deceptively edited video circulated on Twitter by a senior Sanders campaign advisor appeared to show Biden praising entitlement cuts.
Paul Ryan was correct. When he did the tax code, what's the first thing he decided we had to go after?
Social Security and Medicare.
The full 2018 speech shows Biden was actually mocking Ryan, then the Speaker of the House. On Saturday, Biden accused the Sanders campaign of misleading voters.
I have been a gigantic supporter of Social Security from the beginning. It's a flat lie. They've acknowledged that this is a doctored tape, and I think it's beneath, and I'm looking for his campaign to come forward and disown it.
But Sanders didn't back down from the attack.
That's not true. And I think all of the media who has looked at it, it was not doctored. It was what it is.
And suggested Biden was the one not being truthful.
And on the issue of Social Security, time and time again, Joe Biden has been clear in supporting cuts to Social Security.
In this final push before the Iowa caucuses, other candidates urged Democrats to stay united. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg said the focus should be on beating Donald Trump.
I know that the heat of competition will, I'm sure, continue to have all kinds of effects as we go into the final days before the caucuses and beyond, but hopefully we can also keep our eye on the bigger picture.
Billionaire Tom Steyer agreed.
This is going to be everyone getting together and making this happen together, or it is not going to happen.
With just 2 weeks before the crucial first-in-the-nation contest, over half of Iowans remain undecided or open to changing their minds about a candidate. Even the New York Times editorial board was split on their endorsement. They backed both Warren and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar on Sunday, declaring, quote, may the best woman win. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.